Nick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did Abe call you last night?
Yes, he did.
I don't know what how quick we can get this report, but we ought to get one just as quick as we humanly can, because unless and until we do, this thing gonna be very much in the air. Now, do you have any thoughts on it?
I didn't have much in the way of thought, Mr. President, until I could get all the facts. Typically when we like see those, see exactly what it is, then maybe I'll have some thoughts. I have really nothing to contribute until I see exactly what happened. And whether there's, you know, what some evaluation is.
Now, when I went in, I asked them to clear everybody. And I don't know who I asked. But yes, to get an FBI report on everybody, they apparently didn't get one on Walter. And he would have been the last person in the world that you ever thought to. You need one on.
Yeah.
But he was in Goldwater's Army Reserve unit. And he was a full colonel in the reserve.
Yeah.
He had been in the attending those meetings pretty faithfully. And the indications are the last time they checked him was 58. His check was all right. You'll take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that excuses from having 164.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I don't know, he's been handling his sensitive matters as one can handle. Since 58.
Yeah.
And I don't know where this thing may lead. The aide tells me that there's no indication that there's any security involved at all.
I would think not.
This fella is purely an ex-sergeant in the Army himself, a retired ex-sergeant. And aide thinks that it's a... he's just a professional, and this is a one-time incident. Never heard of these other before. It happened in the men's room.
Yeah.
Now the question is how to get that out. I would assume they ought to interview Walter, and they ought to interview this fella.
Yeah.
As quickly as they can.
Yeah.
And they ought to interview all of Walter's associates.
Yeah.
Like his fellow Popple that works for him, been in the Army with him. All those years. And he brought him in from the State Department in the last 2-3 months because he was just absolutely worked to death. He was there every night till midnight.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that there must have been something, some indication somewhere, although I would just as soon believe you and Lady Bird have been living together every night.
I know.
But there must have been some indication that went back there in 59. There was no individual involved then. It was just a suspicion. Abe says that he had nothing to eat and was pretty exhausted. Wife who was with him at this Newsweek party Kay Graham gave. He had 3-4 martini.
But one possibility is that there any drugs there, either way.
That's what they think. He says he just blacked out.
Yeah.
But he said after he took her in the car, he went back up there. Had talking to people, had another martini too, and came back and just went on over there. And for your information, because I'll be traveling here in another 15 minutes.
Yeah.
He and Deke Deloach are just about as close as two men could be. Intimately associated, belong to the same church, go take communion together, play golf together all the time. And he handled everything that Deke brought over there.
Yeah.
Every report that we had, so you ought to get him to really put every man he's got in town on it, because it's going to be nothing but debate until it is. I think they ought to announce this morning on their own, and as soon as we got word of it, well, we called up Maskell to make a thorough investigation. If they don't do it, that may be improper for them to say that in response to a query that they're investigating. Do you know?
Doesn't see any reason why that's improper.
I don't either, but I just thought maybe you had a rule or something. Move this thing back here.
No. Yeah. No, we don't have none of that. Not with something public.
It seems to me I'm going to have your judgment on the public relation.
Yeah.
As well as legal. Bobby says you're the best public relation man he ever had, but he was worried about it last night. He thought that he and I were together when I got the news. I got it just as I was picking him up. And he thought that the thing to do was to immediately get a resignation and show that we'd acted promptly as soon as we heard it, and to get an investigation as quickly as we could and get that report out. And we can show that this is a devout Catholic, six children. Question of a sick man and try to get some sympathy for being sick. He, as he put it, he said, no family got any problems like this. Well, maybe they have no compassion, but like every family's got some kind of a problem, some kind. He said, you've got an alcoholic brother, and I've got a sister that's mentally retarded. This is a very sad thing, and personally, they're regrettable. Now, I don't think there's any question what's going to be a bombshell and be the issue in this campaign. Look like that here's a man that certainly see that they interviewed the living hell out of Bromley Smith.
What is that, Mr. President?
I would see that they interviewed the hell out of Bromley Smith.
Yeah.
Mike George Bundy, and Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense. I tried to take any contacts that he had had with the defense people. Crockett over at the State Department. Had been any state and defense contacts to see if there's anything he knew that would be of help. I don't think he had any. He might have sat in on a meeting or two where we were taking some report. But there's some thought we ought to appoint a commission. I don't think that's the thing to do, although they've raised so much hell about the Baker thing. Go to the efficiency ratings and see how Goldwater rated him.
Yeah.
That may fluff it up a little bit.
Well, I think that
you have a feeling in mind if, in other words, if he worked for him and he rated him very highly, and that got leaked out. It was at least show that just not one fella got misled.
Yeah. I would think the thing to do with
huh?
I would, my offhand reaction would be not to appoint a commissioner to get the national security angle tied down as tight as possible. Because I doubt very much Walter had anything really that time within the area that he's working.
A little louder.
Walter, I doubt very much Walter had anything on the national security side because he wasn't really working that part of things with you.
He wasn't in that field, and I'd try to leak that out as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And his chief function was the person that handled all the papers that came in. He worked very closely with Hopkins, the material that the last night I had him, Benson, spent a lot of time with bills, and he handled legislative matters, his deals. He'd been in legislative matters. All the delegations that I had to do things with, he worked with. But I forgot to have an answer in the very few hours.
Yeah.
And I think in the meantime, we've got to leak everything we know.
Yeah.
No connection to security.
Yeah.
This is just a question of a sick man.
Yeah.
I'm very sick. In the middle of a campaign, nobody knew it. And we've got to get out there.
All right.
Make do. I'm very much in Goldwater's house. Do you have any thoughts at all? Tell me what your opinion of it is.
Well,
an objective outsider just sitting there watching. You dealt with him some, didn't you?
Yes. Yes.
Could you have had any suspicion?
No.
I'm just so close to the forest. It just shocks me as much as it does if my daughter committed treason.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't. I wouldn't have thought it. No reason to think it.
John Connolly ought to be interviewed quickly. He hired him and worked with him in 39 very closely.
All right.
And I'm going to call on him this morning. See what if he had any tendencies in this direction. Philip Nichols, of course, I don't guess the woman know much about it. She was employed, they're the two oldest. They were employed together in 39. And except for his 5 years in the Army, he's been with me ever since. I think his Army people ought to be checked very carefully. I don't know what McCone could contribute, but he's a Republican. He's fair.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to protect the office of the presidency.
Yeah.
We've got to forget me and forget Jenkins and forget everything else. I know you would anyway, but I want to emphasize that.
Yeah.
We've got to be sure that we come clean and whatever we know, I'll be ready to